Water temperatures are ice cold throughout the northern parts of Utah. Life jackets are critical to keep you afloat should you slip in. We'll meet you on the shoreline next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe, play sober. BUI is boating under the influence. It is illegal to operate a motorboat while under the influence of alcohol. And in Utah, BUI penalties are the same as DUI. It will cost you money and may cost you your life. Play safe, play sober. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by Utah State Parks Boating Program.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Wear your life jacket whenever you go boating this spring. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation explains.
I guess it's time. We're in March, and let's get ready for the season to go and make the best of it. There are things that happen to your body when you're placed into cold water, just in kind of that instant reaction that occurs, and they are physiological effects. There's nothing that's mental that comes with it. Preparing yourself mentally can help you deal with those physiological effects, but you will go right immediately into hyperventilation. Your breathing will be fairly erratic, fast. You'll feel like you have that shortness of breath. And then after that, it's just a matter of what your body type is and such, that how long before you have, in essence, a muscle failure. That's another physiological effect. It does not have any large correlation with your fitness level. Frankly, it is just when your nerves are going to stop communicating to their muscles, you have that large failure. At that point in time, you don't have something to keep you afloat. You're in really serious trouble. But with the breathing, that breathing portion, that's where the life jacket is so key, because if you don't have anything keeping you afloat and you're starting to aspirate or breathe in some of that water, that'll complicate your breathing severely and to the point that you could potentially drown.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.